Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Channel U, the show that comes to you from the Raven Institute, five schools of personal and professional mastery in the new consciousness, we call that. The show, again, you're listening to Channel U. Why? Well, you've arrived. It's time. It's time for you. It's time to channel you. Yes, the age of gods, gurus, and guides is over. The full integration of the human and the divine has happened. All the work is done. Stop trying to work for this. Your work's been done. It's now just for you to experience and enjoy your, well, integrated mastery, really. Fully embodied mastery. Hey! And here at the Raven Institute, we refuse to tell you what to do, but we do have schools and tools that help you integrate this full or experience this full integration more easily and manifest things without using that old duality energy that maybe you're used to so very much from so very many lifetimes and so very many dimensions of you. So the show today, Energy and Writing in the New Consciousness, it's a bit of a makeup show. We missed our writing show last week. Shame on us. Still getting used to doing this every day. And we missed our energy show yesterday. We went to go schedule it and realized we're not premium yet, soon to be premium members of Blog Talk Radio. And we realized the time that we had set up to do it was not available to the free version of Blog Talk Radio. Shame on us here at the Raven Institute. Do your homework. Hey, you're listening to the show Channel U, coming to you from the Raven Institute. That's five schools, the Energy School, School of Entrepreneurship, School of Leadership Development, School of Performance, and the School of Writing. And today, being a bit of a makeup show, we're combining the Energy Show we should have done on Monday and the Writing Show we should have done on Friday of last week. Sorry about that. I was on spring break. Hey, oh, come on. So we're going to combine the two of them. It's kind of fun to do this, you know, see how, because there is a great bit of overlap, especially with writing. The writing is kind of the thread that runs through all the schools at the Raven Institute. It really is kind of the energy school. You know, we were challenged by our mentors for years now for someone on planet Earth to create an energy school. And we thought, well, hey, why not us? And then we realized, wait a minute, we've had an energy school for over 20 years. Our writing program is the energy school of all energy schools. It allows you to literally experience an energy shift. It allows you to fully integrate your divinity. And you do it in little 5 to 15 minute spurts. Like I said, literally experience what it's like. Then you step out of it and you go, wait a minute. What was that? Like, yeah, that was empirical proof that this thing has already happened. There's no time-space continuum with your divinity or divine self or divine energy. And now that you've fully integrated it with your humanness, your humanity, you can do this stuff. Your human's busy crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and spirit comes rushing right through that pen. So we say in our writing program, especially with the looping tool and the dialogue tool, that you really experience, you have a shamanic experience. In other words, you go to a place where you know, feel, and see everything. And what's so cool about it is when you go to this altered state, if you will, you brought a camera with you. Really, that camera is your pen. You brought a pen, and you brought a pad. So you get to come out of the experience with a hard, empirical, tangible representation of the experience, and then you can go do something with it. Hey, here in this dimension, pretty nice stuff. So, well, that's why I encourage you to keep a dream journal too. It just popped in my head. And don't let yourself wake up all the way when you start writing. Keep your eyes closed and just write with your eyes closed and write when you're half asleep and just write as much as you can, as fast as you can without thinking about it. And, well, you have some pretty cool stuff to work with there. So, on that note, combining our writing and our energy school today, and really, writing reveals for us everything we need when we need it. which for us here is the definition of abundance. It kind of comes from us from Bashar being channeled by Daryl Anka. I got to give credit to that. But I love that definition of abundance. It's getting what you need when you need it. How about that? And writing allows you to, pull from that endless store of abundance and energy. There's no lack there. So anytime you step into your writing studio, as we like to use that metaphor here at Raven, and you spend 15, 20 minutes doing these intense writings, intense energy spurts, what you need and when you need it just shows up. Doesn't matter what you write about. Doesn't matter what you use, what tool. It doesn't matter what you think you're going to write about. What is revealed is exactly what you need. So, again, you don't have to worry about any of that, any of those details ever. You know, these things just reveal themselves. Okay, so we want to give you the phone number in case you want to call in. That's area code 515-602-9786 if you'd like to call into our show. That's 515-602-9786 to call in to channel you. I'm Robert Palmer, Robert Joseph Palmer, coming to you from the Raven Institute. Today from the Energy Studio and the Writing Studio. Jumping back and forth from schools today. Oh, so if you hear the wind blowing, I'm just running back and forth between schools. Ha! Those of you who know what I'm talking about, that's kind of funny. This is where the school that is nowhere and everywhere. Ha! Unbound by brick and mortar. So getting back to that, you know, you can manage and master the studio of all your creation through the art of writing and allowing that shift in energy to happen so that you can be served by energy in a synchronistic and seamless and place of ease by following your excitement. And with writing, getting back to that studio metaphor, we always encourage, it's kind of the format of what we do, that we create a studio, that we acknowledge that you have a studio of all of your creation. Everything's in there. You're the artist. Like any other artist, you step into that studio and you see all this stuff. You don't step into an artist's studio and it's an empty room with one easel in the corner. And the artist is like, hey, when I'm done with that, I'll start on my next thing. That's not how we create, is it? The studio of all of our creation, in fact, we look around the universe. This is the way it works, nature. There's just a ton of things occupying this space, if you will, and all those things are at various ages or stages in their development. That's where ages came from, but stages of development. Probably change that language. Show something in my head saying, "Wait, stages of development." But there's no time space continuum. What is that stuff? Step in the divine space, the human, it's important to realize that everything's already been created. Everything just is. There's just the now. There's just the moment. There's no before, during, or after. There's just always was, is, and always will be. So even the Christ consciousness brought us that information. Boy, did we ever muck that up. So, and another word that rhymes with muck. So when you step into your studio, it's important that, yeah, we use the metaphor that you witness a lot of things at various stages of development all occupying the same space. But, that metaphor is pretty strong. But what you do, the point of this is follow your excitement when you step into that studio. Go and work on what excites you at that moment. And at some point, you might get a professional attitude or professional energy about it and say, it doesn't really matter what I step into and decide to work on. It will always reveal to me because I trust myself as a massive creator and a cool creator of clarity and wonder that I can just work on anything. And what I need, when I need it, will be revealed and be present to me. So when you get really good at trusting that studio or space that you give it or engagement, energy that you give to it, yeah, it's cool. Helping you understand that better through contrast, the whole studio metaphor is, what if you have a really messy studio or a studio you never even consciously acknowledge exists? Well, then you're kind of going through your, if we would say, daily life or moment in a pretty messy way energetically, because you're not self-aware, you're not being conscious, you're not really responding to your excitement, which is really the key to activate. You remember that formula of the universe that comes to us from Bashar, Daryl Anka, channeling Bashar: follow your excitement to the best of your ability with no expectations on the outcome. And when you really can do that in a clean, energetic way, you activate synchronicity. You really just activate magic, and you allow energy to start serving you. You just get out of the way, and everything kind of falls into place. We know how this feels. You know, we feel it moments at a time. It might be as short as a moment as a golf swing. You're kind of like, oh, we talk about that in our school performance. Like, I didn't even feel the ball hit the club. I just fell in love with her. I don't know how or why. I just know. And it's just a beautiful thing. Like, somehow you're channeling something there when you meet someone. And that energy is just, you know, that's probably just a beautiful aspect of you that you seamlessly interacted with. And what you do with that is up to you. There's a lot of societal conditions about how that works. But when you know you love someone or something, you just feel it. You just know it in that moment. And it gets pretty squashed by a lot of conditioning moments after. So you got to be careful of that stuff. But anyway, the writing program allows you to go and do that, to follow your excitement to the best of your ability with no expectations on the outcome. Because how do we do that specifically? Here's what you can do. Here's a little practice that we wanted to share with you today. Write as much as you can, as fast as you can, for 15 minutes. Don't plan this out. Don't think ahead. Unless, you know, say, hey, I'm going to do that at 8 o'clock, and just do it at 8 o'clock. Don't think about it ahead of time, because it'll create expectation. But if you do that with no worry about structure, spelling, grammar, but just write as much as you can, as fast as you can for 15 minutes, some pretty marvelous things can happen, even the first time you try it. I mean, we'll do it the first time with someone, and they're virtually a master at what we call the open-ended writing tool. And the open-ended tool is really, I call it the Big Bang theory of creation in your studio of all of your creation, because it just allows anything to burst forward. And it's not like you're creating it. Again, you're just revealing it. It's already there, always was there, and it always will be there. It's just by this certain act or tool or ritual, why rituals are so cool, it reveals what you need when you need it. Now, that can happen playing saxophone, having a walk in the park, or on a trail. Any of these things, any of these experiences can integrate your new consciousness and help you experience that full integration, that embodied divinity. Anything can do that. We just have some really specific things that we've been doing for over 20 years that we have documented and empirically watched for so long. We're really got them dialed in, and we really watch them help people 100% of the time. So it's pretty cool. It's nice to watch that happen. We went 25 years of doing that, maybe more when I count my college years when I was learning it myself, and to never get bored with that. That moment for yourself, and when you invite someone else to try and have that moment where you write as much as you can, as fast as you can for 15 minutes, just some really great stuff starts happening. We call that the open-ended tool. It's one of the four tools that you master in Workshop 1 at the School of Writing at the Raven Institute. But try that and start making it a habit, and keep track of that stuff. And read it over afterwards and remark on it and see what, you know, keep a catalog of what you're finding there. Because those are things that are revealing themselves to you in the studio of all of your creation. And there's no accidents. There's no random stuff going on there. It's revealing itself and coming forward to you what you need when you need it, because energy serves you unconditionally. And so it's a great way to tap into, it's a little crystal ball, to activate energy to serve you. Great. And that no expectation, follow your excitement. So write about, you know, something that excites you, or write about an experience you just had that excited you, to reflect on it. That's another great way. It becomes meta passion now, meta excitement. You're taking it to a whole other level, and a lot of stuff gets revealed then. Four voices, we call them, actually become revealed. That's for another show. But, yeah, we have identified that four voices come forward. They're very, very practical, very easy to see and understand, and really give you what you need when you need it, that abundant direction. So, so energetically, becoming the master of the studio of all of your creation. Whoa! And writing is a great way to become that horse whisperer of the space. Because you're coming in energetically and you're commanding the space. You're mastering the space. We call it managing the space, but it's really mastering. You know, I'm the master of all of my creation. This is my moment. Let me spend some time being present to it in a purposeful way and not without purpose and then just creating a mess. Because I got to tell you, when we meet with our writers, 99 times out of 100, 90 out of 100, we check in with them at the beginning of a class. We always say, hey, so what have you been creating? What's going on in your studio? What's percolating? What have you been creating since last time you were here? And I got to tell you, 90 times out of 100, I'm creating a mess. So when I hear that, it's someone living without self-awareness, without consciousness, without trust, without just being, you know, aware and present to that studio of all their creation. Be the horse whisperer. Be the dog whisperer. You know, it could be, there's 100 dogs in there. One of the things that's revealed in workshop one, our writing workshop one, is the studio. It suddenly shows up to you. And it's overwhelming at first. I mean, a lot of times we got to grab people, make sure they don't jump off the nearest cliff, because it is very overwhelming. It's like you put on some special glasses suddenly and you can see everything. It's like, oh, you see your moment. Because there's only one moment. It's the one you created. It's always been there. It always will be. And you're suddenly seized. I mean, all that, I mean, think of the multiple trillions of dimensions of you that exist, and it's all one moment, but all those different versions are just your energy shifts, different versions of that same moment. And when you suddenly open up the the film room and you see all those versions of you, it can be very overwhelming. There's a million projects in there. Or a million things energetically that want to be made present to, want you to engage them, and I'm missing the verb for that right now. I don't know why. Well, they're missing your management. They're missing your mastery. Come on, this is your stuff, and you know things get left around in there, and stuff. You know, if you know a lot of artists, they're starving artists for a reason, and they're very symbolic to all of us. We're all the same people. You're looking at that starving artist. That's you. You're the same with your studio of all of your creation. They're just showing you a little more literal sense of that. And that's you showing yourself. It's a TV you're watching about you. But, you know, if you can't bring things to fruition and get them out of your studio energetically, then they really can't create as much abundance for you and your community as they, you know, they can't when they're stuck in there as much as they can when they're energetically released and spend time with, you know, brought to fruition, whatever that means. I mean, is anything ever really brought to fruition? It can be ready for sharing, but, you know, it can be recreated a million times, right? So back to the energy, we did want to talk about one of our things we shared recently on our social media was a computer screen with the because my computer was updating. I looked at it, I'm like, oh, well, how can I add to my story right now while I'm, you know, waiting for this? So I created a story around that. Like, you know, the computer was saying it was updating. I said, yeah, me too, my mechanical friend, me too. And we're all updating all the time, you know, energetically. Like we said, there's a billion trillion versions of this moment. And it's all one moment, but all those versions of it, all those versions of your experience are just another thing that you're just shifting. You're shifting a million times a second sometimes, you know. And a lot of those shifts, a lot of those versions are so similar, you know, it's so infinitesimal, the difference, you don't see it. You know, and, you know, there's an earth, there's a human experiencing an earth that doesn't have coronavirus on it right now. There's an experience of you, experiencing an Earth that imploded itself because it thought the boogeyman was going to kill everyone, and they ended up killing each other. So whatever. But it was nice. It was really interesting to explore that concept suddenly. Heck, you know, we created these machines, so they probably have a lot to teach us. And since we created them, they're made in our image, right? Creator always makes things in their image. Hey, we could have a whole show about that, right? So shifting energy is like rebooting or updating your software. The key is to keep shifting to the update of you that you prefer most. You know, learn which one, become aware, and make it a habit to shift to that energetically to that version of you, to that update of you that you prefer the most. One easy way to do that is, like we said, to be sure you're following your excitement rather than your anxiety. And that's a very fine line, because each of those things creates a very different update of you and what you're experiencing. Okay, so the anxiety update of you creates a very different experience than the follow your excitement update of you. So start trusting that you follow that excitement. Step into that studio of all of your creation and decide what excites you at that moment in there. What is it? Is it to go play with some seashells in the corner there? Is it to hang out with your four-year-old and just pretend you're a train for a minute? What is it? But that's going to create, energy is going to go, oh, look at that. I'm going to go serve that. Look where he's going. And but anxiety does the same thing. Energy is completely unconditional. Unconditional love. I don't even know if it's love. It's just unconditional. And it will serve anxiety as well. So get used to shifting and feeling the difference. Now, again, becoming self-aware, becoming conscious, becoming the master, taking full responsibility of what you're experiencing, having tons of gratitude. Make that a habit as well. Because whatever you're experiencing is something that you need when you need it. So it's like, oh, I really needed this. So why did I need this? What's in this for me right now? And that's just a wonderful mindset to have. It becomes really contagious. And you start creating people around you that are in agreement with that shift. And the people that are not in agreement with that habit of shifting to those wonderful places of excitement and gratitude, they'll disappear. They'll go away because it's not an energetic place that they can stick to. So you don't even have to ask them to leave, unless they're really dumb. Sometimes you might have to sit them down and do a little intervention. Hey, this is not in agreement with what I want my experience to be. You keep trying to shift me to another one. I'm not in agreement with that, and it's causing a lot of ripples in my energy field. So at some point, you know, but if you keep being true, it'll go away. And so will that virus that's scaring all of you out there. Keep shifting to the place of wellness and health in your natural state. Just keep shifting yourself there. What do you prefer? What do you prefer? What do you prefer? What do you prefer to get what you need when you need it? Is it through a virus? Yeah, it's a way you can, kind of a messy way. Sometimes works with humans. It's a sad, sad way of getting things. But sometimes, you know, that just creates more anxiety, and that snowball grows bigger and bigger, which I'm seeing a lot of weird stuff going on. So, I mean, you'll see some good stuff going on, but in the common consciousness, it's getting a little weird. And we'll just have to see what. Oh, come on. Watch from afar. Someone's trying to call into us. That's not our number, though. You can call into us. Our number here during the show, Channel U at the Raven Institute, is area code 515-602-9786. That's 515-602-9786. And you can talk to us here at the Raven Institute, the show, Channel U. I wonder if that was someone calling in. Wouldn't it show up on my studio screen here? Wouldn't it show up on my phone? I don't think it would. All right. You are listening to Channel U, Energy and Writing and the New Consciousness. I feel like we kind of meandered around some really interesting topics today. That was pretty cool. Remember, you're always updating. whether consciously or unconsciously, you're always shifting to another reality. Start becoming more aware. Step into that studio of all of your creation. Be mindful of it. Instead of making an unpurposeful mess, start making purposeful mess, like writing for 15 minutes, as much as you can, as fast as you can. And don't worry about spelling, punctuation, or structure. If you change your mind halfway through a sentence, go for it. Anything goes for that 15 minutes. Put on a timer, and you'll be amazed at what kind of mess you create, but it's a purposeful mess. And it's especially purposeful if you go back and look at it and comment on it and use it to be something as a catalyst or more things to do. Maybe it's revealing what you need when you need it. So let it do that and then follow through on what it shows you. We have gratitude. And the best way to show gratitude is to follow through on things that are revealed to you. And, yeah, bring them more into your reality. Instead of having them dance around in your subconscious mind, maybe beating you up and bullying you. You're not doing this. You should be. We have 1 minute and 30 seconds left in our show. There's a piano lesson about to happen here in the studio. I thought we were in the writing studio. I thought we were in the energy studio. Now there's a piano studio over there. School of Performance intruding on us. How much time do we have?
Looks like I have 2 more minutes here.
2 minutes, so we're a little ahead of schedule. We have 1 minute left in the show. Channel U, coming to you from the Raven Institute, talking to you about energy, encouraging you to shift and update, just like your computer does, to the best version of you, because that's what your computer is doing. It's like, well, let's figure out, let's update all this. Let's update and get rid of this stuff. It gets annoying. Computers have viruses like you, too. So, again, it was made in your image, right? You're the creator. That's the way this stuff works. Oh, I can hear a piano student calling in. We're going to let you go here from the Raven Institute. Channel U, your host, Robert Joseph Palmer. And we'll talk to you tomorrow where we're going to do another combined show. This time will be entrepreneurship and leadership. We're going to combine those two together because we're still making up some time here. It's always fun to combine those things. I love it. It's fun. See you later.